During our free-for-all series, we have been looking at who God is, and John, somebody who walked on this earth with Jesus, wrote that God is a God of love, of life, and of light. And last week, we were looking how God was a God of light, and this evening, we're going to see how God is a God of life, and we need a God of life, don't we? Because isn't death all around us? Our world physically is dying and decaying. Loved ones, friends, family, generations come and generations go. Death is all around us. And the great hope of the gospel that we share here at Hamilton Road is that God is a God of life. And Jesus came and as he burst on the scene of human history, he said, "I am the life." And John records this right throughout his gospel. In John 1, verse 4, it says these words. It says, "In him was life, and that light was the light of all mankind." Jesus and God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is the source of all life. And our world doesn't like talking about death. Even as you sit here, we all feel a bit uncomfortable hearing about it. Woody Allen has said these words, and they should come up. "I'm not afraid of death. I just don't want to be there when it happens." And I'm sure lots of us can relate to that. And the culture around is trying to not talk about it or to put it off for as long as possible. The cosmetic industry is thriving. Some have even tried to upload their consciousness to the cloud so that that can be downloaded to somebody else in the future. Larry King has said he wants to be frozen so that whenever technology has improved, he can come back to life again. On and on you could go. But Jesus comes into this world that is dying and decaying and says, "I am the life." And not only are we physically dying, but the reality is, and the truth of God's word says, that we're also spiritually dead as well. Ever since Adam and Eve rebelled against God in the garden and they sinned against him, they turned their back on him, death came into this world physically, yes, but also spiritually. Gary was once spiritually dead. I was once spiritually dead. All of us are born this way, so we need life. And Jesus comes and he has an amazing encounter with a family. And there's a guy called Lazarus and his sisters Mary and Martha. And Jesus loves this family so much. And you can read of it in John's Gospel chapter 11. Jesus loves them deeply. And he hears that Lazarus is sick. And Jesus has healed others up until this point in chapters 4 and chapter 5 and chapter 9. Jesus has the power to heal, but he doesn't go and heal Lazarus. He waits where he is for another few days. And then finally, he goes to the place called Bethany where Lazarus was. And Mary and Martha come out to him and say, "Jesus, if you had have come sooner, Lazarus wouldn't have died." I believe they're saying, "Jesus, this is your fault." Is this part of the grieving process that lots of us go through? We blame God, we blame Jesus. But Jesus is here to teach them a real lesson, to teach them more about who he is, to teach us here this evening who he is. And this evening, just two things that I want you to see, that Jesus brings comfort and Jesus brings hope. You see, here are two very famous words that Jesus comes and says to Mary and Martha and to the crowds as they see Lazarus lying dead. It's in verse 25 of chapter 11. It says, Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die, and whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?" Jesus comes and says, in a world that is dying and decaying and there's loss and grieving all around, he says, "I am the resurrection and the life." Death is not the end. The great enemy that we all face and that affects our friends and our families and our world and will one day affect us, says that's not the end. The thing that death conquers everything else that this world tries to throw at it, cosmetics, freezing yourself, uploading your consciousness to the cloud, whatever we try to do to get around it, death wins. And yet Jesus comes here and says, "No, no, no, I've conquered death. I'm the resurrection and the life. Death need not be the end." You see, Jesus draws alongside Mary and Martha, and he gives them comfort in a dying world. It says in verse 35, chapter 11, that Jesus weeps with them. Do you want somebody to weep with you in your mourning tonight, in your grief and your loss, as you cry on your pillow? God knows what it's like to grieve. Jesus, as fully God and fully man on this earth, grieved. God the Father grieves as he looked upon his Son on the cross. Jesus knows what it is to grieve, and he offers you comfort in your grief. I wonder, if you don't know Jesus, would you come to him to know new spiritual life, to know a friend who will walk with you in the difficult days? But not only does Jesus come alongside and comfort Mary and Martha as they grieve the loss of their brother Lazarus, but he also gives them a great hope as well. Because as you go home and you read this chapter 11, you'll see that Lazarus is lying in a grave. He's lying in a cave, and there's a stone over it, and he's been dead for 4 days, so he's properly dead. But Jesus comes and gives them hope, because he says, "Lazarus, come out." And Lazarus rises, and the linen comes off, and Jesus shows that he has the power over our great enemy, death. Jesus shows us what will happen to each of us one day if we believe in him, that we will each rise to new life and to go to be with God in heaven forever. This is a great hope of a believer. You say, "Keith, how is this possible?" You say, just a few days and later from Jesus' encounter to Lazarus, he goes to a cross himself. He dies himself. Not because he's done anything wrong. He's perfect. He went there because we've done something wrong. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, Jesus. And he hung on that cross for us. In those 3 hours of darkness, the wrath of God poured out on him so that we could go free. As Jesus breathes his last, and as he goes and he's buried in the tomb, the disciples think that's the end, but it's not, because 3 days later, like we celebrate on Easter Sunday, Jesus rises again to new life. He defeats death and sin and Satan. And then 4 days later, he ascends to heaven, and he's coming back again. I wonder tonight, do you know this wonderful Jesus? He is our comfort in our dying world, and as our hope in a dying world, that as death comes knocking on the doors of friends around us, and ultimately on our own, that we can know this truth and reality, that there will not be the end, but that we'll just leave the land of the dying and go to the land of the living. If you'd like to find out more about this Jesus, I'd love you just to grab a copy of John's Gospel and read it for yourself. That's how you'll encounter God, through his words, or come and talk to one of us after the service. We'd be delighted and to talk with you. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to sing one more song together. Father God, thank you for the great hope of the gospel, that even in a world that is dying, and as we see physical death, and as we experience spiritual death, that need not be the end. Father, thank you for the reality of Jesus, who walked this earth, who went to the cross for us, that whosoever believes in him should not perish eternally, but have everlasting life. Father, pray that as we go out from here, that we will go out knowing that we do indeed possess this eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen.